We have a visitor from North Carolina, Brother Frank Thornton. He's joining us by telephone. And Frank called me a few days back and gave me some good testimonies, and I enjoyed them so much I thought maybe you'd enjoy them too. You know, I'd never met Frank before, but he had was living next to Rick Harris, and Rick loaned him some DVDs and a Sovereign God book, and so Frank got to know us a little bit through that, and he called me up to share some really good thing. Frank's got a really good way to put the Word of God down in your heart while you're sound asleep. I hope he'll get a chance to tell you about that, you know. But he told me about, he said he was listening to him, and he said, "Lord," he said, "this guy David talks so fast and I think so slow. I just ask you to help me," you know. The Lord helped him all night long.
Yes, he did.
Hey, is that you, Frank?
That's me, brother.
God bless you. Thank you for joining us today. I was hoping you could encourage the brethren like you encouraged me a little bit.
Well, by the power and anointing of God, we can come together in oneness, same spirit and truth.
Amen. And
it's my desire to bless your heart with not with just hearsay and they said, but with the Word of God only and what it gives us today to encourage each other, brother. And my hope today, I am, as Brother David said, I felt led, and I haven't shared these visions and dreams with others as I'm going to share with you tonight, because I asked God, when Brother Eels asked me if I would share my testimony with you, and I thought for a minute, and I said, "Well, Lord," and I heard him with a sweet voice speaking to me and said, "Unto you, be it unto you." And so therefore I feel led to share tonight some what God has revealed to me in the end times here prior to his coming for the manifested sons of God. To visions and dreams are given to us and revealed to us in our spirits what we beforehand had in our thoughts, and God manifests them in dreams, and he brings the truth to you. So I was telling Brother Eels that in the past that God had spoken to me to go to Israel. So I said, "Well, Lord, I don't have a suitcase." And I'm just sitting there meditating. And about 5, 10, 15 minutes later, the phone rang, and I heard a voice on said, "Brother," it was an elderly lady, "the Lord spoke to me to give you a suitcase." I said, "All right." And she said, "I'll bring it." And so her and her daughter brought it over to me. And so I spoke to the Lord again. I said, "Well, Lord, I have the suitcase, but you know, I don't have any money to go to Israel." And sometime later, the lady asked me if she could take me to the Amtrak to go to Richmond, Virginia, and on into Ashland, Virginia. They had a camp meeting there that they that I was brought to, and I was there in the wilderness. It was for 3.5 years, and God led me into the time of the end, and he showed me that he and gave me a dream concerning the Israel he wanted me to come to. And so I prayed, and in that night I had a dream, and I was brought to me an envelope, and it was mailed through and I opened the envelope, and then I reached in to get the container of what was in it, and I seen two envelopes in there, and I pulled one out, and I looked at it, and I said, "Lord, this is a one-way ticket." And I reached back in the envelope, and I brought out another envelope, and I opened it up, and when I did, I pulled out a little about an 8x8 greeting card. And when I opened it up, the most beautiful token celebrated off in the pages of the greeting card. And I said, well, Lord. And so that vision left me. I never really mentioned that anymore until I spoke to Brother David on telephone, by way of telephone. And all of a sudden, I just began to tell him that. And ask him really to interpret it for me. And God gave him grace and knowing to interpret it. God was not wanting me to go to natural Israel because he brought me to a body of water. And he spoke to, the voice spoke to me and said, cross the water. And I looked down at the water and it was so turbulent, the resistance there. And so the voice spoke to him again, cross the water. So by the grace of God, I crossed the water. But crossing that water, I was so tired. When I was got across the water, I kneeled down on one knee and I braced on the other and I heard a voice. And I looked to the voice, and it spoke to me again. And he said, I'm preparing you for an Antichrist. It'll rise out of the north. And so, therefore, put my head back down to rest. And I looked up, and I seen a cemetery on a slope down towards me. And all of it I didn't know. But when I heard Brother David on telephone, we were fellowshipping, and I told him this vision, this dream I had, and he interpreted it for me, but that it was not natural Israel he was giving me the one-way ticket to. His token, I found out later that his token was his bond. When he speaks to you that he's going to take you to a place, absolutely he'll take you. So therefore, I went on, and I didn't tell David about the cemetery when I seen the vision. But I said, Lord, why? I keep asking him, why was this cemetery present? He said, worry not, don't fret no longer. And said, that is the old man, where the old man of the flesh is. But you're alive. I'm alive evermore in Christ Jesus. And God today is calling his anointed ones and his manifested sons together in the oneness and seeing eye to eye that we're going to begin to walk in the newness of spirit and see the things and hear the voice of God and know the things that's coming concerning the works of his hand, because God is God. He knows where we're at and he knows where he wants to lead us. We've got to be obedient to the calling and of God that he would give us a double portion. I walked in the Spirit of God in the form of power of God, and a veil was over me for 3 days, I think. And it was so much power, I could hardly, my physical body couldn't hardly attain it, but God in his mercy would let me just see enough as I walked in this veil and the power of God on me. And so one day he lifted it off of me and he said, in the power that you'll receive when the two sons will be walking, the witnesses be walking together, that this power would be a double portion on you, that you will be anointed, that you can walk in the power and anointing of the God Almighty to do his will. And so therefore, the enemy of the flesh will try to come in at times to distort and get your mind off in that and the power of God. And I was up in Ashland just debating Christ about probably a year, a little over, and I was invited to come to Fisher, West Virginia and hold a service there. And I said, well, Lord, I can go and give them a good testimony. I'm not rooted and grounded in those enough, but God, just like Brother David was just now saying, I was questioning God, and he put me in a sleep on his teachings. When I woke up, I knew it just as well as David, because when David began to minister and I was listening to it, it was just flowing in me. I knew it. I said, oh, yeah, I know it now. Thank you, Jesus. But anyway, going to West Virginia, I went and I prayed for a man there. That's about all I did, because I didn't know enough. I just gave him a testimony, laid hands on a man that was in Vietnam War, and his eardrum had been ruptured, and God rebuilt that, gave him a new hearing. And so coming back out of West Virginia, coming back into Richmond, Virginia, or Ashland out there, really, I didn't notice the gas meter on the car, and I was coming. If anybody's ever been in West Virginia, up in that area around Fisher, you know it's a remote roads up in there and dark. And so I was coming down a long hill, and I got on a bridge, and this car jolted a little bit, and I looked at the gas meter, and it was out. I turned the ignition off. I put it in neutral. I turned the ignition off. Laid my right hand on the dash. I said, Lord, help me. I felt it go in the back, hit the back of the car, and it just started picking up speed. I cannot tell you how many miles I went, but I know it was for a long ways. Finally, coming up on a mountain top near us, I looked to my right, and there was a little off path road there. And so without even thinking, I just turned and went up in there, and when I got up on top of the hill, and I looked to my left, and there was two gas pumps there. And this was between somewhere around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, coming out of Fisher, West Virginia. And so I had to mash the brakes to stop when I got to the pumps. And I looked to my left, and there was a man sitting on a cement slab. I just stepped out of the car, and I said, I need gas. And the only thing I remember him saying to me is wait. So I waited until he went in to come back out. He filled the car up, put the gas in the car. I got back in the car and coming on. But God has shown me over the years his power, that there's nothing impossible with God if we walk with him and steward in truth. And so therefore I rejoice tonight, because God is my Lord and Savior. And he's given me other dreams and visions. He showed me one time about the neutron bomb, the one that is going to come upon mankind. When it explodes, all you can see is little white particles floating in the air. But you and I are safe from all that, because the wrath of God is not on us. The power of God that I just spoke about will be in us. Walking, seeing eye to eye, we can communicate with one another without even opening our mouth. We'll know what God's will for us is through our spirit, the spirit of God in us. And so I say to you, children of God, worry not, fret not. In John, I just read it today, and I have been reading a lot of times over the years. In John chapter 4 and verse 18 says, perfect love casts out fear. If you have fear in you tonight, let the love of God, the perfect love of God, cast all the fear out. I went, then again, I will share this with you. I don't know why I did this, but I got up early one morning, got in my truck, drove to the next town, and I said, I don't feel too good. I'm going into the, I just walked in the hospital. And they checked my vital signs, and all of a sudden they just put me in intensive care. I was wondering what was going on. And so about 3 days later, they had me in Raleigh, North Carolina, at Wake Med, giving a triple bypass surgery. And I'm making a story short here where all the details that God put me through, to prove his power to me, they took me out of the operating room in about 2 minutes or so, just a minute or so. I woke up out of all the medication they put in to make me sleep. And I was trying to get the respirator out of my mouth that I could breathe. I was breathing, it was going down, and that was pushing it back up, and I finally persuaded the nurse, and she said, wait a minute, let me go see, and she talked to somebody, she come back and took that out. Then I looked at it, and I said, I'm thirsty, I would like to have some water. She said, and she wouldn't pay attention to me, and I said again to her, I'd like to have water, some fluid, some drink, I'm thirsty. And after a while, she got irritated at me. And she said to me, you're dead. Your stomach is dead. Your body is dead. You cannot drink water. I said, I'm thirsty. I want something to drink. And finally, she brought me a large container of apple juice. I popped a cup on it, and I drank it down. And she said, well, I guess you're hungry too, aren't you? I said, yes. She brought me some food, and I ate that, and then she got all excited, and she was calling all the doctors and the nurses down there in the emergency room to see me, intensive care. And the Spirit of God spoke to me, says, don't say a word, don't speak. And the first thing I heard out of someone's mouth, let me come and see this mighty man. See, brothers and sisters, my body was dead because they had froze it. In the natural, my body couldn't take it. But I laid there and ate. My body was, it took me 2 days to thaw out. I drank that fluid, and it changed. God used me there in showing me his manifested power that what he can do. So I encourage you tonight, if you have any desires to know God, know him by his power. He is power and by the Spirit, that he can do whatsoever he willeth, because he is God, he created us, and he can do that which is right and glorious in his sight towards his anointed ones. So therefore now, I have no fear. I can go forth now and just through love and compassion with the love of God, all things work for the good to those that love God. And God is love, and everything you do for God, you walk in love, the power of love will move mountains. I laid my hands on a young lady over, I'll call her young, she was in her 40s I suppose, and I didn't know she had a stroke. She'd been there for 6 years, couldn't speak or move. Just laid my fingers on her, and she jumped up and started talking and hollering and dancing. And I was told later that she had been there for 6 years or longer. But there is nothing impossible with God. The things that are coming on mankind concerning the works of God's hand, rest in faith in God, rooted and grounded, because all things are going to work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And we shall be overcomers because God's word declares it to us that we are, and he's sending us forth to harvest a great harvest in his last days. And I've been pleased, and I'm rejoicing being with you tonight, giving my testimony. I have others, but praise God, I don't feel led to go into them, but God is showing me his power, and God is God. And we are his offspring in Christ Jesus. And I'm not ashamed to call him my Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. So you think going across that water to the graveyard was it was your baptism into Israel, huh?
That was my baptism going into Israel. That was the one-way ticket he gave me once I'm into this, the Israel of God. I had never had any, Brother David didn't never have any desires to go to natural Israel. But God showed me that, his heart was desired for me to come to the spiritual Israel.
Amen.
And that's where I'm at today, the Spirit.
Amen. The Israel of God, the Bible calls it.
The Israel of God, yes. Amen. because it's been so long since I've had these visions and dreams, but God brings them back to my memory. And I have been through, God has brought me through some times like I cannot doubt him no longer. There cannot be any doubt from what he's brought me from and through the things I've witnessed, his power. And so now we can, in spiritual Israel, that's where God is bringing his people to now.
Amen. And didn't you tell me, Frank, the Lord gave you some stilts to walk through that water?
Yes, he did.
And that the water was dirty and it had serpents in it and that kind of stuff, right?
I could witness the turbulence was in the water, and I was looking, but I had to keep my, I couldn't look at it long because I had, Brother David, I had to keep my eyes on the far side of the water.
Oh, that's good.
And so I couldn't, as the scripture says, I couldn't look left or right, but I wouldn't bow my head, I don't think, down to look at this purpose in the water. But I would just roll my eyes down, but I didn't remember looking left or right because I knew I had to keep, to get to the other side of that, could not look left or right. I had to keep my eyes focused on that part of the bank that he was leading me to.
Well, that's the way it is with all of us. We've got to see the end from the beginning. We've got to see the finished result and the finished product. We've got to see the old man is dead and in the graveyard, right?
I've seen that. Praise God. I mean, I had wondered about that, Brother David, for a long time. And this vision, I hadn't shared it with people in depth like I had with you. When they were talking about Israel and the king and the Antichrist coming out of the north, I couldn't get anybody to agree with me. So one day the Lord told me just to be quiet and stand before him. It would come. God's timing is now, and what God has revealed in me and through me, I cannot deny, because it's more reality than what I'm looking at. And we have to keep our eyes, this is the hour we can have to keep our eyes on Christ, rooted and grounded in faith, believing God for all things, and it shall be given us. This campground I was telling you earlier about, it was Calvary Pentecostal Campground. It was located north of Richmond, Ashland. So God brought me there kicking and screaming. I didn't want to go. But nevertheless, I got there. When I got there, they woke me up. And so I'd come home occasionally and then go back. And whenever I had a need, I had to totally, whatever need I have, how small it was, or insignificant, whatever, I had to depend on God for that. I remember about the last days before I got to come home, that I said, Lord, I don't have soap. And so early in the morning I woke up. He woke me up just about time the sun was breaking and coming up. And I walked out in the yard and I looked down and there was two bars of soap just laying on each other, stacked it. And I picked them up and I said, thank you, Jesus. And then whatever I had needed, a toothbrush, if somebody was there, or if I ever needed a whatever I needed, God would supply all of my needs, and I didn't die without money. And so therefore, and what he taught me while I was there in the wilderness, if I depend on him and look to him for all of my needs, not my wants, but my needs, and he knows what my wants are, if I want more of him, to know more about him. And so, therefore, God supplies all your needs. And as you were teaching in your manner, hidden manner, I had reason, I think, that God got my attention and it come back alive in me. And Brother David, it's just like I heard it sometime before, back down the road somewhere. And that shows me that God has been putting what you're teaching in my spirit when it does come, that I would be well aware of what's coming and acquainted with the Word of God and what He's doing in the last days. Praise God.
Amen. I believe that.
Amen.
And, you know, back to what you're saying about crossing that water, it keeps coming back to my mind. You know, the stilts reminds me of how the Israelites walked through the water on dry ground. But the old man tried to cross that water, and he died in it, and that's the Egyptian, you know.
Yeah.
And you notice the water had all those serpents and turmoil in it and all that, you know.
Yeah.
But you had to keep your eyes on that other side, and like we all do, we have to see ourselves as the Bible describes us, you know. We're overcomers, you know. We've conquered sin and death through Jesus Christ, and the curse through Jesus Christ, and we're perfected in Him according to Hebrews. And so it's all finished, folks. We just need to claim it as ours and keep our eyes on the other bank, just like Frank's talking about there. You know, that's the secret. You know, we like 2 Corinthians 3:18. We behold in a mirror the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
And we're transformed into that same image. We see the end from the beginning. If you're sick, then see yourself as healed, because that's what the Bible says. You know, if you got a problem with demons, well, see it as accomplished. See yourself as delivered, because that's what the Bible says. Colossians 1:13, right? We've been delivered out of the power of darkness. And whatever your need is, the Bible promises it, and you got to keep your eye on the promise and not on the curse. You know, Frank was saying he couldn't really keep his eyes on the turmoil in the water, you know, which the water represents the curse of death to the old man. And of course, crossing the water to the graveyard is how we all become a part of spiritual Israel, just like Frank was showing you there. And isn't it interesting, you know, what the Lord can do with a people that will just believe His word, you know? I mean, Frank was able to drive his truck without gas, and until God got him to a place where he could, and guided him to a place where the gas was, you know. Praise God, you know. In the days to come, we're going to have to, the Lord is going to have angels like that sitting on the side of the road, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning to fill our gas tanks, you know. Or whatever else we need, you know. We just don't want to doubt the Lord. We want to see the end from the beginning. We want to call the things that be not as though they were, you know. And see God do His mighty, mighty miracles in us, right?
Yes. Brother David, let me elaborate on a little further on this ordeal I had at the hospital. After some time after that, I allowed the doctor to put me on medication. And so here it's been about two months now. One day I was feeling bad. I went back to him. I said, "Doctor," he wanted to check me, to check my vital signs and all. So he did. He said, "Well, your blood pressure's 80 over 40, I believe." And I knew right away, my daughter being a registered nurse, she knew that was not a safe blood pressure. And so he told me, he said, "I'm going to have to take you off the medication." I said, "Doctor, I'm already off it. I took myself off it. The Lord did." When I come to myself, and I kept looking. So all of a sudden, without even thinking, we were sitting shoulder to shoulder. I said, "Doctor, those that are whole don't need a physician. I have a great physician." And he said, "All right." Then said, "Don't have any more prescriptions filled." I said, "Right, doctor, because I'm not taking any more." And so he said, "Well, let us get some blood from you. I guess you thought I had a stroke or something, that my mind was something wrong with my mind, that I didn't know what I was really saying or what I." But when the blood work come back, they called me, and this sister said, "Well, everything looks good for you. So I would suggest, though, you lower your blood cholesterol about 10 points. My Lord, the doctor one time told me it's only 100. You got to have so much cholesterol so your brains will function normal. So therefore, my God is my doctor, My God is my supply of all my needs. And so therefore, so as I live in Christ Jesus, through Christ Jesus, Jesus told his people that come to him, or his disciples said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And brother, when people see me, I want them to see the image of Christ in me, the glory of God. And not boasting, but just as I walk, and I have walked there one time, people said they were afraid to be around me. The glory of the Lord shining on my countenance. And it's going to be that way again. The earth is going to know the manifested sons of God because they waited for this day and this hour. So God, wherever he leads you, if he leads you, he is definitely going to lead you out of the world, out of the systems of the world, and separate you from that which is impurity, because he's coming after a church that's without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. And praise God for that. Brother David, I've enjoyed fellowshipping here with you again and by way of radio, because I might be slow to speak at times, but I'm so aware of the flesh and what the flesh can trick you at times. But the Spirit of God, I pray, Jesus, there's times I won't say anything if the anointing's not on me. And you can believe it or not, the anointing is on me now. And that is the way God leads his own, by his Spirit.
Well, I've got the same hope you've got, Frank. We haven't fellowshipped a lot, but you talk about the manifestation of the sons of God. And, that's taken on a bad name in America, I guess because of past abuses of people, or claims or whatever, But, folks, it's in the Word of God. This is God's plan, is to manifest his sons. And these are the days that God promises to do that, And he also says that the creation is going to be delivered from the bondage of corruption through those sons.
Amen.
And that's what Jesus came to give us a demonstration of, a demonstration of what God's Son can do in the earth to deliver this groaning creation, as the Bible says,
Yeah.
And, this is about to happen manifold all over the world. That's why Jesus was crucified and left that individual body. He left it in order to come back in a corporate body and do all over the world what he did in that first body. And once his people understand that they have been chosen to manifest his sonship so that he, through them, can continue the work that he started 2,000 years ago.
Absolutely.
Once you realize that is God's purpose, his plan, his desire, then you start cooperating with him by believing the word and letting him put that word in your heart and manifest it in you, because you are to be the word made flesh, just like Jesus was.
Absolutely.
So once you realize that and you begin to cooperate with God by exercising your faith, then God can do that work through you. Right, Frank?
Absolutely. And he will do it. That's his heart's desire. To get us perfected, that we can walk seeing eye to eye and not looking left or right. But and most important thing is we realize that the old flesh is dead. God showed me that at the cemetery. I said, fret not about this in the longer. That's where the old man of the flesh is. So that satisfied me. When God talks to me through the Spirit, I talk with him. Just like I'm talking to you, Brother David, we commune together in our souls. I talk to him just like I was sitting there next to him. Matter of fact, Saturday he had me just laughing, and I could visualize it on account of Jesus' face. He was just rejoicing. And sometimes I would think, one time I said, Lord, healed him. He said, don't go there. I mean, I could hear this in my spirit. I didn't hear an ultimate voice, but I have heard an ultimate voice when God called me out to be saved. When I was sleeping in that truck, he woke me up and I heard an ultimate voice that asked me, wilt thou be saved? But anyway, getting back to speaking to God in my spirit, him fellowshipping with me in the spirit, this is in my soul, it's just as loud as I'm talking with you and just as real, Brother David. And I rejoice with my Lord. I mean, he and I have fellowship and love and compassion. And I said, Lord, you know all things. You know, he said, I know what you think before you even have a thought, what you're thinking, because he created and he put his thoughts in you. And but that's what he delights in, for us to do now, is have the same walking in the power and the anointing with the double portion, the latter rain that's coming on us. You're going to be walking in power. Your very words that will come out of your mouth, but they will be as a consuming fire. Praise God. And we should walk obedience to the calling that which God has set before us. But he's separating us now. And Brother Dave, I'm just glad that God led me to meet you, because all this many years, since 1976, is when God saved me and accepted me. And I've been here and yonder, and I've seen things. And But when I got that teaching, I hope everybody understands and knows, I'm just saying that by the Spirit has blessed me. The word that you're teaching today is bringing people, getting them ready and getting themselves prepared, having the oil in them that their lamps won't go out, as the foolish did, Brother Dave. But God's wanting his people to be well aware of what he's going to do in these latter days, and he will do nothing until he reveals it to all of us. He'll reveal it through you, to me, and, you know, whoever has the anointing God's given it to. So I'm just delighted this day that we can know what we can, that God shows us, and he's a living oracle in my soul, brother. And I pray that everyone that can come and to know the Lord Jesus Christ as I know him, and sit down and in fellowship with him and talking to you, just like talking with you, and I assure you, in the Spirit, it speaks loud to you. And you'll know it. It just comes in your mind and just flows. When he speaks to you, it just kind of raises up in your mind, and then you answer that, and he might take you all the way back to Genesis and reveal something back in Genesis that he said, compared to what he's doing today. So we need to know the mind of Christ.
Amen. Because, you know, how can two walk together except they be agreed? And we, you know, in order to permit the Lord to flow through us freely, we need to come into agreement with him, or else we end up resisting him. And And we don't want to resist the Holy Spirit. We want the Holy Spirit to flow through us. And so we have to come into agreement with him. We have to have a renewed mind so we can agree with him, and that his ways are not strange to us, you know, and that he can do his work through us. And that's what's going to save us in the days to come. God's going to prepare a table in the wilderness. And the Bible says, can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Well, of course he can. That's his plan. And once we come into agreement with him, there's nothing can stop him from doing everything that Jesus did. You know, when he multiplied the fishes and the loaves to provide for his people, and, you know, brought the manna down out of heaven, and the water out of the rock, and all those, the taxes out of the fish's mouth, and you know, all those good things. You know, nothing can stop God from doing what he needs to do to save us when we're in agreement with him. That's why the best thing we can do to prepare is not store up earthly treasures, you know, like a lot of people think they're going to prepare for the days to come, but store up those heavenly treasures, you know. Fill our hearts with the Word of God, and when that Word comes flowing back out of us, it'll meet the needs everywhere, you know.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says his word won't come back void, you know. It'll accomplish the work he sent it to do, you know. And now it needs to flow out of us, you know, like a river of living water, Jesus said, you know. Amen. And praise God, you know. You think,
yes,
Brother Frank, you think the Lord is going to prepare for, meet his people's needs in the coming wilderness?
I know so, Brother Dave, because I've been there that three and a half years. I would go and stay for a month or two months, 3 months sometime. One time, I'm sure, Stephen. And I'd come home, wouldn't be home long, he'd send me right back. I can assure you, Brother David, that I've seen in the cafeteria there, hundreds of people come from around the globe, around the world, from late spring to Labor Day. And I've seen them come into the cafeteria, and they would sit down and eat hundreds and hundreds. And one occasion I had, we were over in a fellowship hall, and they was having a birthday party for Mother Heflin that her and her husband started the campground there, and they call it Walking by Faith, Living in Faith there. And I've seen people come to that, come through the line there and eat, and they was rubbing their stomachs and drinking. And I looked back on it when about everybody was cleared out, and it didn't look like it had been touched. And then Sister Heflin told us on one occasion that a small piece of beef she had, and other people keep calling, was coming to the campground. They're about mealtime, and she said it, when they keep walking in, she keeps slicing that piece of beef, and she kept slicing, and it did, and she, it did never run out. She didn't run out of food, and everybody was filled.
Amen. Praise God.
There were a tornado coming through, and it was coming right down, and she lifted her hands up and rebuked that wind. It got right there. It was open tabernacle at the bottom. The wind went right up, went right over top of a three-story building, come right down at the back and kept going. I mean, I've seen the power of God, brother, and I rejoice in myself. And I hope the people tonight can know that if God brings you into the wilderness to prepare you, he's there with you. And he won't forsake you nor leave you. I don't care what you have need of, your supply will be met.
Amen.
I've seen it, brother. Dave, I've witnessed there. And matter of fact, they've had surpluses there. I think sometimes they would give food to other people. You know, and the neighbors, people that's coming.
Amen. That tornado thing reminds me of something happened to us when I lived in Louisiana, Baton Rouge. We had a dream about a tornado coming right straight to our front picture window. And in the dream, we rebuked it, and it jumped, you know,
and
jumped over the house. And, I don't think it was but a week or two later, there was a tornado that was coming all right through the middle of our subdivision in Baton Rouge, and it came right up to the close to the front of our house and jumped over our house, just like in the dream, you know. It was like all God needed was the dream, you know, because we really didn't know anything about it until it happened, you know. It just the vision was enough, you know, and it jumped over our house and landed in a Baskin and Robbins ice cream parlor and tore that place up, you know. It was that was over in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Very interesting. And I had the same thing happen when I was in a house in Mississippi. A tornado jumped over the top of the house, twisted off the antenna, and kept on going. Didn't even hurt the house, you know. Just twisted the antenna off and kept on going, you know.
Yeah.
Had another instance in South Dakota. My dad and I passed through a town there, and we stopped in and ate in a restaurant there. And we were listening to the radio, and as soon as we left that town, a tornado hit that town and hit that restaurant and just tore it all to pieces. Killed people in it and everything.
Yeah.
We just left there, you know. Mm-hmm. Strange things about tornadoes that the Lord has shown me over the years, you know.
Yeah. But I'm not afraid of them anymore. About 2 weeks now, one come through a little town up on the hill here. And he passed on through, but he didn't come nigh my dwelling. And
yeah,
he was tearing a lot of stuff up through here. God's hand, he shows you these things, and then he shows you his power to deliver. You can speak, if God's in you, you can speak, Brother David, to the elements, and they shall obey you. They can't, because God has proven I have spoken to the things. And they would obey my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And when I was thinking a while ago, the time won't permit, the many times that I would just walking in the power of love and just walk by and touch people, critically ill people. Seen a lady in the church, her had a tumor on the side of her face, growth. And I rebuked the thing and it fell off in her hand. She put it in an envelope. I don't know what she was going to do with it. I was putting it in a trash can. But she did, and I prayed for people that's critically ill. They were in hospitals and they were consumed with cancer, but the power of God and His Word, you know, never once have I rejoiced because the devils are subject to me. I rejoice, brother, because my name is written in the Book of Life. And when you're sure that you, absolutely, without a doubt in your mind or soul that Christ is for you, and who can be against you? You can, and you're walking in this love, you can speak to things as though they're not, as though they are, and they absolutely will be. I've seen it manifested right in my eyes, looked upon it. And praise God. I want to encourage everyone that is listening not to try to impress you, but just the unadulterated Word of God, the truth of God will work in you. You can't use it for self-gain. God knows you, and He knows when you're sincere. But He can lead you anywhere, and don't hesitate going. I did, but God brought me through it, and He showed me that it was His will. And during that wilderness, I don't think I'd have been this close to God, Brother David, if I hadn't went through that wilderness, depending on Him and seeing His promises come true. I've seen people from all around the world come there, and they would try to lead me and ask me not to change my itinerary and go with them, but I was in a learning state of mind. I wanted Jesus and more of Him, and God pulled us apart there, but this wilderness is coming, you just now spoke about, and God is going to bring His children out and put them in a place of refuge until He deals with the ungodly and the works of Satan, that they can't come nigh His dwelling. They can't come nigh you. I'm sure you've read that in Revelation and in the Scripture.
Yes. In fact, that's what the Lord's been dealing with us a lot about lately, Frank, is exactly that, you know, that the Lord's about to do that. And it's, you know, the Lord told Paul, He said, His power is made perfect in weakness, and the problem with the church is the church has so many worldly things to support them that they don't ever get to the place of weakness. And so the Lord is about to do something about that. He is going to, you know, deal with all the gods of Egypt, and everything that people have trusted in is going to fail. Everything is going to fail, except God. And everything that can be shaken will be shaken, so that the things that can't be shaken will remain. And He says for us to receive a kingdom that can't be shaken. And, of course, that's God's kingdom demonstrated by His Word. And so He's bringing us to that place of weakness so we can have His perfect power. And that's going to be when the economy crumbles. That's going to be when we're cut off from the world because they basically have alienated us, and that's going to be in a time when even the world will be crying out, you know, for God's salvation. And Praise God. Our revival is just ahead, folks. I mean, when the people of the world give up and there's nothing else they can turn to, at least those that are elect and those that are drawn by the Father and given a gift of faith, they will come to Him and they will see His provision. And that's where our great revival is coming from, right there.
Amen. Absolutely. And God's word is forever settled. He said heaven and earth will pass away, but His word is ever rooted in my heart, and I know that what He says will come to pass. Now, we can prolong it, but His word, if He speaks it, and you don't obey, there's someone else that obeyed. That's why we should come to God with all our hearts and mind and just sit and fellowship with Him. You saying, brother, you know what you're saying? I'm saying in my spirit that God is in my soul, in my vision. God gave me a message one time, seeing beyond the natural. I don't look on the natural now. I focus more on the beyond the natural and what I see around me, but what I see in me and through me that God is doing and manifesting me and cleaning me and getting all the impurities out, the doctrine that I had been exposed to, Brother Dave. But God, in your message, when He put me in a sleep, and I tell you, I woke up the next morning, and about the time I woke up, the tape stopped, and I knew it. I could hear your voice, and when I was alert, I knew then that God had just opened up my mind and poured this teaching that you. Now, brother, I'm not saying this to lift you up or to try to make people feel more, because I know the power of God is working in and through you to those that will hear. Now, people's been listening to hear to a person. I had less than a sixth grade education, but the power of God has come to me. He said that He will teach me. I don't desire the teachings of the world. I don't hate anyone, but I hate evil. There's a hatred in my heart, and you know, I don't want to be exposed to it. I don't want Him to come into my mind. I just want to fellowship with my God and Him with me, because He is spirit and I have a spirit. His spirit's in me. And why not? Why can't we fellowship? Because He makes me laugh at times and He makes me cry. He don't make me cry because I just start crying because there's so much love in God. It melts my heart. And my whole soul just burns within me to know more of Him and to know Him close. And one day I can see Him eye to eye, brother, and if we hold fast to His teachings and what He's set forth, and His word is spirit. And if we read His spirit, the mind of God is His word right here, my Bible. And so if we know the Bible, we know His words, we'll know Him. And know how to act and react to His fellowshipping with us and teaching us. But I love the Lord, Brother David.
I believe you, Frank. I do too. We're going to have a good time, aren't we?
We sure, certainly are. And I want people to and I know you in this by the Spirit, Brother David. I knew when in your teachings it's. I can feel the love, and this love that I have walked in, reaching out to the people, the spirit, not the flesh, but the spirit, if once they receive it in here to crucify the flesh, if there's any left in them. I remember the other day I was walking, and all of a sudden it felt like something fell off the side of my face. I said, Lord, what was that? I said, another part of the old man just fell off. I'm telling you the truth. He spoke it in my spirit, said another part of the old man's out of your mind now. That was, I take it to be, brothers, what if other people are saying, and if you can just walk by it, it affects me. I know I'm not going to sit under it. I want to be under that which is God has ordained to bring you out from the world into the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God can thrive in you. And it's a good teaching that blessed me one, and I said, God, the kingdom is within us. He said, yes, but God is on his mountain and is on his throne, sitting on his throne, but the kingdom is in you too. So that's how I believe it or not, God teaches me himself through his word. And then he'll send someone to confirm it in me. That's why I can say that, Lord, you've already showed me that, and he knew where I would be down to, for days to come or years to come. And I wouldn't dare share my the things that God revealed to me yet until I talk with you. But now it's our to stand up and be counted, because the manifested sons of God is coming with power, and they're walking eye to eye. The manifested, I call it the manifested armies of God, true walking, agreeing, and the power of God in you. Just like the Spirit of God speaks to me, it's a sweet, soothing, I hear it in my spirit, I hear it just like I'm talking to you in the natural. And there's a place you can, and when you get there, you rest, Brother David, you can rest there and rejoice, because there's nothing can come nigh your dwelling. And God's power is sufficient. And so I pray that each and every one will get up and trim their lamps and know that they've got sufficient oil to come where God's going to lead them to. Because there's terrible times coming. I'm not preaching or saying gloom and doom, but I do know the word of God, and I know he's separating his elect from the old church that you call the word of the church that the Jews hold dear to. But there are going to be some Jews saved, because, and then my Bible tells me there's some that's going to be lifting their fist to heaven and blaspheming for allowing these things to come. And he's not allowed it, but you allowed it because you didn't have to come nigh. They didn't have to come nigh us, because if we'd obeyed the truth and be led where God would lead us to escape, he said he would bring us into the wilderness. That and his grace is sufficient. And he said out in his own word that he would supply, feed you there, and you'll be, like he showed me, you won't need a doctor there. You won't, you're going to have the power of God sustaining you there. And praise God. And there are going to be people from the outside that when they see and the things that's coming on there, they're going to be running to those that know their God and escape the wrath to come.
So true, so true. Praise God.
Yes,
well, thank you so much, Frank, for being with us. We appreciate it so much, and your encouraging word for the brethren out there. And you know, we keep on praying for us.
I will, and you pray for me also and my family. And I know that I will be in contact with you, because your teachings, when I had them for probably a year, and once I put them in my DVD player and I got to listening to them, I said, well, Lord, and it was just like it's what the Lord was saying to me years ago, touch not and handle not the unclean thing. And I have been exposed to a lot of things in my journey get to where I'm at now, Brother Dave, because everything that says, Lord, Lord, or everyone that says, Lord, Lord, is not going to see the kingdom of God. And I have seen it firsthand. And that's what I can say, that Jesus himself said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I knew you not. And he kept trying to convince him, didn't we do that in his name? But only God's manifested sons of God is going to do the things that's pleasing in his sight. Because they're born of his spirit, rooted and grounded in the Word, stand firm and on His Word, looking neither left nor right, and we'll be overcomers.
Amen. Amen.
Well, Brother Dave, I thank you for giving me this privilege to be on the program with you today, and I, out of the abundance of my heart, I shed forth the love that's coming out of me to the people. If they can, whosoever can hear, let them hear, because the love of God has no boundaries. He'll give it to whosoever will. And it's put me in a place that there's no fear in me, Brother Dave. I don't have to wonder what's going to happen tomorrow, because God has shown me over the years that He can supply my needs. And if they'll take, let me have just another minute. Now, the Lord spoke to me to go to a place, and one of the brothers took me over to Amtrak, and he said, you don't have money, do you? I said, no. The Lord spoke to me to go to, and he said, in the last words he said to me, he said, when you get tired sitting here, you call me and I'll come back and get you, bring you back to the campground. And so, it put a heaviness in my spirit, and I had to sit there. The first train left, come past and left of where I was going. And so I just really got down serious with the Lord. In the meantime, as a lady walked right by me, and she stopped and looked at me and said, you look like a man needs a quarter to make a call. And Brother Dave, I was sitting there, I was dressed clean and, you know, neat. And she didn't have any reason to ask it that. And I knew where that source was coming from. I said, lady, I don't need a quarter. And so she walked on, and in about 15 minutes before this train that was going Amtrak, I seen a car coming through the parking lot off the main road, street out in Richmond. And all of a sudden, the Spirit just lifted me up. And I started walking towards this old cab. And when I got to where I could see the sign of it, it said Action Cab. And I walked up there, and the brother was reaching for his billfold. And he counted the money. And God has shown me that so many times and led me to places like that. And so there's no reason for me to doubt Him, because He will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. Okay, Brother Dave, I say I appreciate you having me on your program tonight, and I hope that my voice has been heard. I didn't come and speak to you trying to impress you, but I come with facts that I know with the humblest of heart that God is a God of love and compassion, and He owns everything. He's the God of the hills. And if you put your trust in Him, He'll sustain you.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for encouraging us, brother. That's very good. You didn't need your quarter to go back home either, did you?
I sure did. Matter of fact,
faith, He'll be there, won't He?
Every time.
Praise the Lord.
One time He told me, to go to Israel, and I thought it was the natural Israel, and I didn't want to go there, and He knew I didn't want to go there. And matter of fact, this lady called me and said, brother, the Lord spoke to me to give you a suitcase. And so she brought it to me. And so I got in the car. I packed my suitcase and got in the car and got to Wilson. She stopped and bought me lunch on the way, because I already told the Lord I didn't have any cash money, because I would give it all away. And when I stepped out of the Amtrak, Brother Dave, there was a stack of money put in my hand. And you don't go lacking for nothing. Whatever your needs are, if you're following what God is leading you or directing you to do. And He opened up a radio program for me I stayed there 2 to 3 years for an hour and a half ministering the gospel. That's what I call it, the gospel in hymn time and not have people try to discourage me and run me away. But for a statement I made towards God one day riding down the road, they was talking about the elderly people, and I was young back then, and about how they was hurting, didn't have the supplies met through Social Security. And I, off the top of my head, I said, Lord, why can't somebody do something for these people? And he put it in my spirit to focus all of my attention on the elderly people and those that were in rest homes, shut-ins, nursing homes. Praise God, I'd walk in there and some of them be in a coma and lay my hands on them. And they would, well, first of all, I could see, as soon as I walked in, I could see the eyeballs under the skin began to rotate or shake. And they'd wake right up and start talking to me, and it confounded them. I mean, the nurses, they didn't know what was going on. I'd go back. I said, well, this sister happened. They'd give her $1 million, I asked the Lord for. And these people, I know if he can do that, he can do all things. And I've seen so many people. This lady was in the hospital, and I walked up for her and her granddaughter. She'd been wanting me to come see her, and she told her granddaughter to call me, I suppose. And so anyway, I went up there to visit with her, and I didn't know she was in a coma. I started talking to her about Jesus, and she was answering me just like I'm talking with you and to the audience out there today. And their daughter looked at me, and I had seen tears just welling down her. She said, my grandmother's in a coma. I said, your grandmother's not in a coma. She's talking Jesus to me. Her and I are talking about her Lord and Savior. And you're going to see the manifested power of God in a double portion, brother, coming forth in these days to lead the people and to wake them up out of the sleep and get the lamps trimmed. Brother David, I say again, and I've enjoyed being with you on your program today, and I'm glad that our path crossed, because you've been a blessing to me through your teachings and what the Lord, I felt that throughout the last 20 years or so, has been wanting me to come across. But God's timing is when he brings you and unite you with his teachings. I may never see you face to face, but in your teachings, brother, I'm rejoicing in them, because it's the Word of God in a depth that and a revealing that most people's not getting if they don't. Because I love the Lord and I love his Word.
Amen. Well, we enjoyed your encouragement too, Frank. So thank you so much for coming and sharing it with us and blessing the brethren. And we'll do it again sometime, okay?
Yes, I've enjoyed fellowshipping with you too, brother. And God bless you, and we pray for one for another, and hopefully sometimes that I might see you face to face. If not, you can know that the same God that you love, I love, and he loves all of us. And I'll talk with you again.
All right. You be blessed.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.